Dial Daily Bread, Book 1. Chapter 228. A Rock-Solid Understanding of the Prophecies of Daniel and Revelation Part 2. Some of the best good news the Bible has for us is found where we read that the Lord wants us to understand that last book of the Bible, and yet many think it's impossible. Here's the promise of God: happy is the one who reads this book, and happy are those who listen to the words of this prophetic message and obey, that is, cherish what is written in this book. The book of Revelation has never been sealed, as was Daniel. And even Daniel was unsealed as we entered the time of the end, as defined in chapter 11, verse 35, chapter 12, verse 4, and chapter 7, verse 25. Interest in both Daniel and Revelation was widely aroused in the first half of the 1800s. But who can we trust as capable and reliable teachers of those key prophecies? Today there is a multitude of voices saying they have the right knowledge, but they disagree with one another. That tells us to look again at what Peter says: no prophecy of Scripture is of any private interpretation. In other words, don't follow any solo interpreter. By the mouth of two or three witnesses every word shall be established. Truth will attract more than one supporter. A reliable student of Bible prophecy must be a person in whom self is crucified with Christ, someone who is courageous to stand for Him against the crowd, yet who recognizes that God leads others, too. At the first church council in Acts 15, the elders spoke of those faithful servants of God, who have risked their lives in the service of our Lord Jesus Christ. Such were those pioneers of the early 1800s who not only championed the fresh message of Daniel and Revelation, but also the dangerous public defense of the slaves in the South. Many listened to these godly men, among whom were J.N. Lowrow, Joseph Bates, J.N. Andrews, and Uriah Smith, with his monumental Daniel and the Revelation, a 700-plus page book that has become a treasure to many worldwide, and has stood the test of time. It may be written in Victorian English, but it is solid truth. This is not to say it's perfection. No book is, aside from the Bible. We need common sense, and God gives it. The dear Lord is leading His people these last days, not just a stray soul here and there. Everything in Daniel and the Revelation points to a corporate body of believers preparing for the second coming of Jesus, a world church in unity and harmony in Christ.